This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. E-commerce of the travel and leisure variety is seeing a bit of a seismic shift in how people do and book stuff, specifically while they're on vacation or traveling somewhere new. Companies like Airbnb, TripAdvisor, and Expedia are helping you organize the roughly 80% of travel activities now booked offline. More after these tech headlines. Investors keep their eyes on the tech stocks this week. The arrest of Huawei Technologies chief financial officer in Canada over alleged violations of sanctions on Iran fanned fears of another escalation in tensions between the world's two largest economies. The turbulent market reaction saw the Dow tumble as much as 785 points Thursday before sharply paring those losses in the final hour of the session, closing at 24,967. Tech firms have been among the worst hit by the icy trade relations between the U.S. and China, weighing on the global markets and prompting fears of slowing global growth. For the very latest updates to the markets, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Microsoft is pushing for the regulation of facial recognition technology, arguing that the matter is urgent. Brad Smith, Microsoft's president and chief legal officer, says that delays to enacting new rules could, quote, exasperate societal issues, end quote. In a blog post Thursday, Smith listed the benefits of facial recognition, but also urged governments worldwide to enact regulations, specifically saying that new laws should notify people and get their consent when facial recognition tech is being used. And yes, it has finally happened. Lyft has filed confidential paperwork for an initial public offering, a key step that keeps the ride-hailing firm on pace to hit the public market early next year. Lyft's planned IPO is one of the most anticipated Silicon Valley debuts in recent years. The filing, which was expected, would suggest Lyft remains a step ahead of rival Uber as both work toward IPOs in 2019. And according to the latest report in the Journal, Lyft is aiming to debut in March or April of next year. Coming up, booking a hotel? Why not try parasailing while you're at it? Travel websites are pushing experience now. It's a thing. How Airbnb and Expedia look to make your online travel booking a little easier. More and more, booking and hotel companies are trying to sell travelers more online than just a place to stay. These web-based firms also want customers to purchase experiences like sailing excursions, food tours, and even aquarium adventures. The growing trend seems to be working for all parties involved. Let's talk more about it with The Wall Street Journal's Aisha Al-Muslim, who joins us in the podcast studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
I remember hitting upon this for the podcast when I think it was Airbnb that first started to roll out their experiences. It seems like the concepts made some traction since then.
Yeah, more and more people are turning to online travel companies like Expedia and TripAdvisor, even Airbnb, to book their experiences. I mean, they're looking for unique things to do when they're out of town. Instead of going to a travel agent, they're turning to online, like many people have on their phones, to find things and fun things to do.
And the good news for, you know, these big hotel entities is that there's a big pot to dip into, right? There's huge potential for money. They could stand to benefit from some extra revenue here as well.
Right. I mean, all of these companies are in the travel industry, and they're just trying to get a bigger share. I mean, at some point, you have to figure out, like, how you can make more money, and that's really what they're doing. So they're joining this experiences industry as a way to make sure that they can make more money and, you know, give back to the shareholders, really.
How good are things going? Are traditional travel agents concerned just yet about this rising digital competition?
So what I've been told is that travel agents aren't really concerned that much. Obviously, they've been affected in the past, but they feel that they're really more travel advisors now than agents. So they're not just booking and selling you a trip or something to do, but they're really catering to you, personalizing an experience, really driving your itinerary. So they're trying to offer those services as a way to stand out from OTAs that may just give you a listing, but not necessarily put an itinerary together for you.
Mm-hmm. You see the adoption of it clearly. More people are utilizing it. More entities are utilizing it as a service. I guess the big selling point, though, is the ease of use, right? It's convenient. You know, having everything right on our smartphone, it seems like, why wouldn't it all work together? Why wouldn't you just have, you know, book something and then book an experience and have it all in one sort of compartment? I think that's probably what's driven people to this.
Right. I mean, that's part of what these companies that are involved in this type of bookings are trying to do. People already book, you know, a place to stay with them, right? So if they book a place to stay and perhaps they book a flight and perhaps they book a car, well, they want to find things to do, right? They want to become essentially a one-stop shop for most customers. And so, I mean, right now, about 80% of those type of experiences are offline. So they're very small, mom and pop, medium kind of companies that are offering these experiences. So these online travel agencies and hotels are hoping that they can provide that service directly through online and at the same time have all these experiences listed so that people can book everything through them. And then that way they get more of a person's spending dollars.
Right. For someone who is maybe trying to get a feel of how this might work and their options out there, where's a good place to start? What kinds of companies have a good footing with this, where it's a little user-friendly if someone's looking to book an experience while they travel? What's out there?
So, I mean, a lot of the companies are really moving into this. I mean, Expedia has been around and has been doing it for a while. TripAdvisor has been doing the same, but now they're offering a way for people to book more directly through them. Also, you have Viator.com. That's another big one. And then Booking.com is known for, like, booking hotels, but now you can book experiences through them too, and they're expanding more worldwide. So those are some of the big, like, online travel agencies that are really moving into the space. Obviously, hotels always provided some type of service of experiences. Usually, you had to go to, like, your front desk or something,
right?
But now you can do it online and you can book those experiences. And in some cases, like even with Marriott, you don't even have to be staying at one of their hotels to be able to book an experience.
Right. These are all good things to know, especially now as the holiday season approaches. People are going to be doing their vacation things. So good to, you know, get a little bit more organized with it, maybe. Aisha, thanks so much.
Thank you for your time.
For more details, head to WSJ.com, where you can find more podcasts like this one, including our latest from personal tech columnist David Pierce, Instant Message. There is a brand new episode out Friday. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.